So just to draw towards a conclusion, one of my reflections about the practice of Dharma study is that we've become confused about its purpose. We think that Dharma study is about developing our vijnana faculty. In other words, developing the mundane intellect sometimes. And I think for this reason, many people find it unattractive, even irrelevant. The Dharma can seem boring, unidimensional, and out of date when we approach it with our vijnana faculty, our mundane faculty for understanding things. And this would be like going to an art gallery with magnificent paintings in it and insisting on walking through the gallery with our eyes closed, and then complaining at the end that we didn't like the exhibition. We must remember that the purpose of Dharma study is to awaken and engage our spiritual imagination, our faculty of prajna that lies sleeping within our everyday mind. So, I've introduced a metaphor for looking at a Dharma doctrine or text, the metaphor of a portal, and I've tried to indicate how understanding a doctrine is more like moving into another world than intellectually grasping a concept. I've introduced a particular dharmic portal, that of the seven purifications, the seven visuddhis, in order to try to illustrate my point. In doing all this, I hope I've been able to show why we should cherish the doctrine. But just before finishing, I want to say something else. And I just want to touch on actually Sangharakshita's original lecture, which was called The Message of Dada Rinpoche, in which these three great teachings are explored. And under the heading of Cherish the Doctrine, Sangharakshita says three things. Or he says that we can cherish the doctrine through doing three things. Firstly, through studying it. Secondly, through practicing it. And thirdly, through propagating it. And I think I said quite a lot about the first two, about studying it and practicing it. So I'd just like to finish by saying a word about propagating it. So clearly, in order to propagate the Dharma, we need to understand it and practice it very fully and deeply ourselves, as fully as possible. And one of the most important ways that we can propagate the Dharma is by exemplifying it, by embodying the teachings ourselves, and others will simply be enhanced, influenced, positively changed by witnessing that, by experiencing us. But what particularly interests me about the point that Sangharakshita makes, you know, that we should propagate the Dharma, is the fact that it, I think, illustrates the other regarding the altruistic aspect of cherishing the doctrine. It's absolutely wonderful and fantastic that our lives can be transformed by the Dharma, by the doctrine. It's even miraculous. But the Dharma, the doctrine, is not just about us, not just about our lives, it's about others too. What about them? Do they have the opportunity to learn about the Dharma? Do they have the opportunity to practice it? Do they have the opportunity to cherish it? Is there anything that we could do that would enable this to happen more than it does at the moment? Well, when I wrote this talk, I said I'm aware that most of you are probably not yet in a position to directly teach the Dharma, but I'm not sure. Maybe many of you are. There's certainly quite a few order members here. But I mean, even if one can't teach the Dharma in a sort of obvious way by, say, taking classes, I think there's many things that we can do to help to propagate the Dharma. So, for instance, we can assist order members to organise classes or to run a centre. We could even run it for them. We can support classes. We can give money. We can help publicise Dharmic events. We can set up websites. We can do all sorts of things to help to propagate the Dharma. And perhaps more than anything, we can intensify our own efforts to awaken our own prajna faculty, our own faculty of wisdom, so that we can, as soon as possible, become a very decisive spiritual support for other people. There's always something that we can do in order to propagate the Dharma a bit more. I must say, listening to that, that sounds a bit preachy to me. It's the sort of thing that order members say at classes. Why should we? Why should we propagate the Dharma? Maybe we don't want to. And I would say, well, if you don't want to, don't do it. For me, there's no should. There should be no should about this. There can be no should. If we don't do it, if we don't want to do it out of a sense of gratitude and inspiration, if we don't want to help propagate the Dharma on that basis, well, don't bother. That's what I would say. If we don't value the Dharma enough, if we don't think that other people will benefit from it enough just at the moment, then we're probably better reflecting on that rather than somewhat resentfully helping somebody to propagate the Dharma. So what I'm suggesting is that if we do propagate the Dharma in any way, we should do this out of a sense of gratitude, out of a sense of inspiration, out of a sense of having received something very, very precious that we want to share with others. And I think if we're able to do this, then this is perhaps the profoundest way that we can express how much we cherish the doctrine.